Reading from the New International Version, Mark 1, 4 through 11. So John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the whole Judean region and all the people by Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending up like a dove upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am very well pleased." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God and amen. This is technically the second Sunday after the Epiphany, and according to the liturgical calendar, we were supposed to celebrate Baptism of the Lord last week, but we didn't do that because we celebrated Epiphany last week. And so this is Baptism of the Lord Sunday, the Sunday that we celebrate, remember the Epiphany event of Jesus being baptized, very beginning of his ministry. This is one of the times and ways that Jesus was shown to be the Son of God. He was baptized, the Spirit descended, the voice came from heaven. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And we remember that. And we also remember that this is one of the two sacraments that we have in the United Methodist tradition, the other one being communion. And those two things are sacraments because they are things that Jesus did. He instituted them, and he also told us to continue. He told us to baptize and be baptized. He told us to break bread together in community and remember him. So, what we have here is John the Baptizer, who, remember, is a relative of Jesus. John is the child of Elizabeth, relative of Mary, the mother of Jesus. So, they're some sort of cousins, presumably, and knew each other because we know that their mothers had a close relationship. And yet, John recognizes Jesus already for who he is. And John is baptizing for repentance of sins. And Jesus is not a sinful person. So why does Jesus need to repent? And besides that, he says, "I'm not worthy to baptize. I'm not worthy to baptize you, Jesus. I'm not worthy to baptize the Son of God. I'm not worthy to do even menial tasks like unlacing his sandals." And so when we feel like we're unworthy, unready to be baptized, there's good precedent for that. There are denominations that don't baptize until a person is old enough to make that decision. And there's good precedent for that, and that's a very logical position. It's not the United Methodist position, but it's good. We don't object to baptizing older people, obviously. We will baptize people at any age, as long as it's the first time. And if you know, waiting to be ready to be baptized is a little bit like waiting to be ready to get married or have children or some of those other things that you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what it's going to be like to be married. You don't know what it's going to be like to have children. Oh my goodness, you don't know what that's going to be like. But we do those things anyway. We do those things. So John didn't feel worthy to baptize Jesus, but Jesus said, yes, do this. This fulfills all righteousness. Do this. And we don't feel worthy to be baptized in many cases. Sometimes we do, and that's fine. That's good. And yet Jesus says, do this. Be baptized. Be baptized. It's natural. It's natural to feel unworthy. That's really not the question. That's really not the issue. If the kid is out playing in the yard and mom says, come in and have supper, and the kid says, oh, yeah, I am hungry. The kid doesn't stop to think, am I really worthy to consume my mother's good cooking? No. The kid says, all right, and comes in most of the time. So when Jesus says, come as a child, that's what he's looking for. He's looking for that response of trust and sense of innocence, innocent trust, not necessarily guilt-free, but innocent trust that mom's calling me to supper because she's going to give me good food. Not even that mom's calling me to supper because I have to have that food to live. That's not in the kid's mind. It's just mom's calling me, so I'm going to go. That's what Jesus says. Come to us. Come and receive the gift that God has for you. It's not about our worthiness. It's about God's love for us, God's claim on all of God's children, and making a recognition that, yes, I too am a beloved child of God. Now, for most of us, the heavens don't open, and there's not a voice coming down in the form of a dove saying, this is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. That kind of spectacular event doesn't generally occur. Nevertheless, God does say, this is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased at our baptism and at other times. John Wesley talked about the means of grace, and several things are included in that. Interestingly, he does not include baptism. I had a little bit of a conversation with Dr. Heitzenrader in my Methodism class about why he doesn't include that. But the means of grace, specifically for Wesley, are a list of things that include the sacrament of communion and several other practices, worship, public and private, corporate and personal, scripture reading, meditation, the things that bring us closer to God. And baptism is only done once, but it definitely brings us closer to God. It definitely makes public God's claim on us. And when we remember and reaffirm our baptismal covenant, that is clearly a means of grace. Sometimes the problem with not being a child anymore is we overthink things. We overthink getting the house cleaned or taking a bath or going to the doctor. How sick am I really? Am I sick enough to go to the doctor? Is the house clean enough to have the cleaner come? And God says, just come. Just come. You're invited. I love you. I want to be part of your family. I want you to be part of my family. So just come. Just come to the water.